Now that Larry Krasner has won the Democratic primary for Philadelphia District Attorney, the focus shifts to the Republican candidate, Beth Grossman. WHYY's Dave Davies sat down with Grossman to discuss her candidacy.
So the fall election is set. We have a Democratic candidate, Larry Krasner. You will represent the Republican Party. At its heart, what is this race going to be about?
I think this race is really, truly about experience. I have 21 and a half years experience as a prosecutor, and Mr. Krasner has had 30 years as a defense attorney, as well as making a career out of suing police officers for civil rights violations. So we are on two opposite ends of the spectrum and how we approach criminal justice.
He, of course, says he has exactly the right experience because the DA's office has had a wrong-headed approach. They want to charge everything they can, get every conviction they can, and the highest sentences they can. Is he right about that?
No. Mr. Krasner spent much time on the primary disparaging a lot of what the DA's office does. The DA's office is about seeking justice and doing the right thing. And if somebody is wrongly convicted, then we certainly have an obligation to correct that wrong and do what is right. But every day, the prosecutors in the DA's office stand up for and champion the rights of victims of crime that happen within Philadelphia.
After the election, the president of the Police Officers Union said that Larry Krasner's election as DA would be a catastrophe for the police department and the community. Do you agree?
I think in a lot of ways, I think it's hard for a leopard to change its spots. In some ways, I agree with Mr. Krasner that improvements can always be made within the criminal justice system to make things more equitable and fair, especially for those, for often African-American defendants and other minorities, because they are often the ones who are most convicted. And there are other ways to sentence people creatively so they can go on after they serve their sentence and become productive members of society. But this cannot and should not be a grand social experiment to turn the DA's office into a public defender's office. We have one of the finest public defender's offices in the country. We do not need to.
I'm old enough to remember a Republican being elected district attorney in this city, but it's been a while. You know the numbers. I mean, the voter registration edge for Democrats is almost 7-1. Can you make a credible case here, enough to raise money and get support?
I certainly think I can. I think, you know, just looking at social media, there are Democrats who are starting to cross the aisle and look at what and who I am as a candidate, because there are concerns because, look, Mr. Krasner has been backed by, you know, Occupy. He's been backed by Black Lives Matter. And there are people who are Democrats who are not far left like that, who are saying, you know what, this isn't sitting well with me. I'm going to vote Republican for the first time. This woman has experience. You know, she cares about public safety. That is what she is about, not to change what the role of a DA's office is supposed to be. I mean, because we just had a Councilman David O, stabbed in front of his house. Crime is on an uptick. And that is what a DA's office is supposed to do. We have an obligation to prosecute crimes ethically and fairly with a focus upon public safety. And that is truly what distinguishes me from Mr. Krasner.
There's no doubt that crime is a serious problem in a lot of communities of the city, but haven't major crimes gone down in recent years?
They've gone down, but our homicide rate is going up. I mean, for the past several, you know, we had one weekend where 9 people were shot, including a 1-year-old, and we have a long, hot summer ahead of us. So, yeah, there is concern. It's gone down, but it is always going to be there. And if you look at Baltimore, if you look at Chicago, where Mr. Soros has entered into those races, well, I don't have to tell you what happened. They're disasters.
They're disasters in what way?
In that there is so much crime and a lot of bad things are happening and quality of life and public safety has gone down for residents.
And you attribute that to the district attorney candidates that he backed?
I mean, yes.
Yeah. One more thing. There's been some talk, a little bit in the newspapers, about the prospect of replacing you on the ballot with another candidate, maybe a former Democrat who might have more appeal, perhaps an African-American candidate. You've seen these stories. Any chance that you would withdraw from this race?
Let me make this crystal clear. I am in no way, shape, or form withdrawing from this race. I am the Republican candidate for the general election.
Beth Grossman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was WHYY's Dave Davies with Philadelphia's Republican District Attorney candidate, Beth Grossman.